Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the greatest show in the universe. At least we think so. This is Dr. John Stamey live from beautiful sunny Myrtle Beach. Where right now it's beautiful moonlit Myrtle Beach, and we are here with Scary Cast. And we're doing kind of a combo Scary Cast Murder 123 conspiracy theory show that could have everybody on their ear. But we've had a lot of sore ears by the end of the show. Everybody standing on their ear. Papa Stro, when you were in wrestling, did they make you stand on your ear? That's an unanswerable question, isn't it? Unanswerable, right? I'll bet.
You know, anyway, I do more than just Stro, wrestling, you know. You keep referring to me to wrestling. I do more than just wrestling. My God, check my resume, for God's sake.
He's an award-winning actor. He's absolutely an award-winning actor.
And? I do more now.
And you're a superstar, and you're an MC, and you're a...
radio host.
A bit. Okay. All the stuff that comes with all of that.
We can go all night. We can go all night on the resume.
How's that?
We can go all night.
And all the stuff that goes through that goes to all of that. Anyway, we're just glad to have you here. And I'm going to have fun tonight. Let's see. Tony called in next to last. And Tony, from the murder capital of the world, how are you doing, Harlan, Kentucky?
I'm doing wonderful and looking forward to the show tonight. And us trying to figure out, is Paul McCartney truly dead, or is he still alive? We shall answer that tonight.
Well, you'll see some interesting conclusions. And of course, our man from Hollywood, aka potentially the vacuum cleaner salesman from Havana, Cuba, Devin Tate. How are you doing tonight, Devin?
I'm doing great here, John. Thanks for having me.
Okay, always good to have all of you guys. Robin took some relaxers because she had a rough couple of days running after dogs at her dog rescue. And so she just said, could she have a hall pass? I said, certainly, certainly, certainly. So here's what happened. And I'm not afraid to tell how this show came about. I've been thinking all day, well, what could we talk about that's really interesting? I want to make something that's astonishingly interesting and give people something to think about. And so I started praying, and it got to be about 7:15 tonight. And I said, now I got to have some guidance here. I want the best show we've ever done. And a voice said, check out Paul is Dead. I said, what? That story's from 1966. That story is 34, 44, 54 years old. Three-fourths of our audience weren't even alive when that mess happened with the Beatles and Paul McCartney. But the voice just said, check out Paul McCartney. And I started reading a couple of articles. And it occurred to me that every single article that I read said that the Paul is Dead story was a hoax. Now, for those of you that were not alive, I'm going to give you the 1 minute thumbnail, and I know our esteemed panelists will have more information. But basically, a story came out in early November that there was a car wreck in England and Paul McCartney had died. And then about a week later, some rumors came out on some local radio stations in England and came over here to America that they had substituted Billy Shears, who won a Paul McCartney look-alike contest, as Paul McCartney, and as Ringo, as it was reported that Ringo said, well, after about a week, nobody pretty much noticed any difference. So we figured we better keep our mouths shut. I mean, who knows? Is that true or not? It was claimed that it was for entertainment purposes only, but pretty serious stuff to start putting out there as entertainment. So the rumor grew and grew and grew, and here came the cover of Abbey Road, the cover of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the material in The Glass Onion, which is the original name of the White Album, and there you go. It kind of blew up, And then the stories started coming out that, oh, it's a hoax. Oh, well, we really did this, or we really meant that, or whatever. All right? Now, here's my question, summarized very briefly. Everybody, every news media outlet now says it was a hoax. Every one of them. Now, panel, if everybody in the news media agrees on something, and I mean everybody, comma, then what's the likelihood that there's a problem?
He's a Beatles. Those guys are strange. They're strange artists.
There's something wrong.
They're not right in the head. They're not right in the head.
Well, there's
and one of them was, and I'm
a wrestler. You know, if I can figure that out, Jesus.
Well, but
I'm just a wrestler.
Now
I
want to get this straight with you. When I call you a wrestler, I think the wrestlers are the absolute smartest people in the world. They can be better than any Academy Award-winning actor.
That's all
or
I do. I wrestle myself throughout the day, throughout the night. That's all I do. I wrestle. I don't do anything
but
else.
You're a great. You're a great actor.
According
you,
to Dr.
You apply
John,
that. According to that great actorness, you do a great job. You're one of my absolute heroes, Papa Stro. And I guess you would have to have at some point been
well,
alert
on thick
to know how
oh my God.
Be cool.
Oh my God, maybe on thick tonight. My goodness, you're killing me.
So it's the truth.
If you look at the resume of these guys, they're all eccentric musicians and artists. I mean, look how out there John Lennon was.
He was.
They're not musicians. They're not right in their head. I mean, any entertainers, they'll tell you they're on, you know, sometimes they're real, you know, passionate about what they do. They're at times out there and, you know, kind of living their own little world bubble. But I mean, you got to be that way. I mean, sometimes you got to have that mentality to create what they create. You know what I mean? So,
That's true. Okay. Now, all right, I'm going to ask because I heard Tony and you're right on that one. Absolutely. All right, so Tony, what were you going to say in a comment by question?
I agree with Papa Stro, you know, that musicians are a little different. I mean, who else is going to marry Yoko Ono, right? But the
I wanted to say something about it.
And
thank
the plastic,
you for saying it, Tony.
Yoko Ono, and is it the plastic Ono?
Oh, she's a sweetheart. Come on.
Just who you want to take home to your parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or scare them away.
I think scare them away would work. But it looks like from what I've read so far, I mean, there's good, you know, a decent argument, but there's no body. Nobody can produce a gravesite. But then, you know, you got all these songs that give little clues. You know, they talk about McCartney walking in the across the street in the Abbey Road photograph. He's walking out of step and barefoot, which is allegedly a sign of death. So, or it could just been Paul saying, you know, I think this was about the time that John had told him that he was quitting the band because of Yoko, and so he could.
That's love for you.
Yes, that's right. And it could just been Paul showing his displeasure at that, you know. He's not going to walk step with him.
Okay. All right. Devin, what is your short answer to my long and winding road question? Oh, that was cool.
I guess.
Devin, what is your short answer to my long and winding road question?
I guess my answer would be a question. So if he was dead, then who, you know, who performed at Amoeba back in 2007? Who's been performing as Paul all these years? And why would
Billy
somebody
Shears.
Want to? Yeah, and why? To what end? Why would somebody want to say they're Paul? Why would, if somebody was that talented, why wouldn't they just be their own person? And why would it be Paul? Why wouldn't anybody? Why wouldn't John Lennon have a body double or whatever? You know, that's what I would ask.
And no, Anna Nicole is not the answer, John.
Good.
Anna Nicole is not the answer.
I've got a way to weave. I'm going to weave her in about 10 minutes till 10, okay? Oh, my goodness.
And that's exactly
well,
right. I mean, if the guy was that talented, why would he not just say, you know, instead of all the money going to the McCartney estate, he's going to say, hey, I'm not Paul McCartney. You know, I'm Shira, and I want the cash because I've been the one performing and writing all these songs. You know, and then what about the McCartney children? Or that begs the question, are they really McCartney's children? Or are they?
You know, there's a lot of questions here. And here is my argument. My argument is just as good as Paul is alive. Did we see them plan the perfect death? If all of a sudden Paul did get injured and died in a wreck, how do you cover it up? Clues that state that he died, and then let the fans go crazy over it, and then finally everybody says, well, I guess it's not true. Then all these stories come out because
it could be a clone and doesn't know any better, just like in Logan's Run and the movie called The Island, you know, with Ian McGregor, and going around saying, I'm Tom Lincoln. I'm the real Paul McCartney. You know, he may not know any better. So he may not know what money is. He could be a clone or something.
Yeah, Bigfoot doesn't use money, so it could be Bigfoot. There, I got it. I got Bigfoot in the show.
I'm just upset he didn't come out with the song Imagine There's No Bigfoot. That would have been a hit.
Robin may be glad that she had a headache tonight in any event. But the whole point is, if you really want to cover something up, where do you put it? Right in front of everyone's eyes.
Hidden in plain sight.
That's how you cover something up. Is you
subliminal messages,
right,
baby. Subliminal messages.
That's right. That's what Dusty Rhodes would have said. You got it. So that's the whole point.
In your face.
That's the whole point. I've become to realize there
Dusty
is
Rhodes
no
has
conspiracy.
To do a Paul McCartney impression. You open the door, John. Dusty Rhodes has to do Paul McCartney.
I knew
it.
It
has to happen. It has to happen.
He's right. You know what? He's on the phone there.
I know. What's a lot better than me doing Bigfoot last week on WCW Retro, Papa Stro.
Oh, that was great.
Woo! Oh, that was the worst. That was the worst. Yeah,
you should have heard it, Tony. He was on a roll,
I would say.
I said, who do you think I am? Stan Hansen? Come on. In any event, it is really hard to prove.
He had a list down on everything. It was great. What a great impersonation.
No. It's just hard. See, you scary cast folks should be on WCW Retro so you'd know what's going on in the latter part of the week. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool. And then, of course, we have everybody's favorite. What's his name? Jesse? Anyway, Hulkamania Jesse. But anyway, that's the whole point is once a conspiracy theory is out there, whoa! Like, here's an example. The flat earth. Nobody can debunk the flat earth properly, even though we're all pretty sure the earth is not flat. But you remember pi are round and cornbread are square. Nobody remembers that joke from the eighth grade. Okay.
So,
but
I don't think Paul McCartney fell off a flat earth. So I don't know if that we can kill
or,
that.
Or maybe did he slide into the holler earth? Do you know that we're going to have a television show about the holler earth in about 2 years?
Oh, that's
they're
good.
Filming it right now.
You know, I could see Paul McCartney hanging out like the Land of Lost. He's hanging out in the underworld, you know, hanging out, singing songs to the, like, the dinosaurs underneath the surface of the earth and everything, kind of like the Land of Lost. Or Journey to the Center of the Earth, basically.
Journey to the Center of the Earth with scientists. That's right. So the whole point, I guess the whole point is once a conspiracy theory gets out there, you just about damned if you do, damned if you don't. You just can't prove it true or false. Because people are going to prove it true. They're going to try to prove it false. And basically, you get what you wish for. If you want to go out and find a clue that proves something, you'll find it. On the other hand, if you want to go out and find a clue to prove, to disprove something, you'll find it. And then you got the problem. That's the real problem that we have, is that whenever a conspiracy theory comes, I mean, what can you do? It's, you know.
Well,
and,
but John, who how about Wings? Let's talk about, let's fast forward from Beatles to Wings, McCartney's group. I mean, is the song
Oh, I
band
love Wings.
Run?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it like subliminal? I mean, is he running from something? Or what's going on with that?
Or did Billy Shears write it and get all the money? I mean, Band
hey,
on the
hey,
Run.
Devin.
I mean, that's truly one of McCartney's greatest songs.
Devin.
Yeah.
Devin, can you imagine Paul McCartney coming out of Scotland with the Loch Ness Monster, like riding, singing one of the Wings songs? Like, with a little luck,
Uncle Albert,
things will
Uncle
work
Albert.
Out.
Well, and then they all fall off, the edge. They all fall off the edge of the earth. It'd be a sad day.
Shut up! It can't get any worse, and it just did. You're right, Papa Stro. It did. It just got worse. But that's the whole point. You know, you look at Kennedy. Okay, I'm going to drag this one out. 1960. You got the Kennedy assassination. Today, many, many people are convinced that George H.W. Bush Kennedy assassinated. 30 years ago, they were certain that it was, what's his name, J. Edgar Hoover. 30 more years ago, they thought it was the Russians. Oh, my goodness. Here come the Russians again.
The collusion.
The collusion.
Yeah, collusion.
Did they collude with Lenin to get rid of McCartney? Is that the connection we're looking for?
Aha.
You brought something up pretty good.
Tony, did you really say that?
I did out loud.
You did out loud and on the show for a couple hundred people to go, oh, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
all right, Pete, heard it here first.
Like dancing with the Russians going, yeah, 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 yeah.
And doing the Russian dance.
Just like
exactly
the Beatles song,
right,
back in USSR, right?
That's right. See, there we got another piece of the puzzle, John, right there. Or was he not killed and he was kidnapped back in the USSR? Hey. Possibly.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought about that.
Just like
that's a whole
other
show.
The Russian front.
The Russian front. No, that's Empire. I'm sorry, that's the vampire voice. So it just gets to where you can't prove or disprove a conspiracy theory because you have people going out there trying to prove it one way or the other. And then here comes the Mueller report, where Mueller doesn't prove anything. And one side says, proved I'm innocent. The other one said, well, proved he's guilty. And he proved nothing, and he proved neither. So you got two sides still trying to prove. I mean, it's a perfect conspiracy theory. It just doesn't matter what Mueller said. You got one side, you got the Democrats saying, he's guilty, just read the report. It's easy. Here are the Republicans. Well, just read the report, he's innocent. And I mean, it's just, it's the same exact thing. The Mueller report, the Russian hoax is a conspiracy. Because you can prove it either way with different kinds of logic. Take the same set of facts, you can prove it either way. So, and some of these things absolutely can't be proven because the people are dead, or who knows if they're lying, or who knows if they were seen by the men in black who said, don't you do this, don't you say a word, or we'll off your entire family, all the way down to your aunt that you don't like.
I'm even afraid to mention this theory. I'm even afraid to mention this theory because I know you go all kinds of different directions. But what if there was an alien abduction of Paul McCartney?
And he was probed to death.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
Well, see, John, okay. Thank you. You've touched on something here in that, you know, if somebody chooses to believe something, they're not going to be convinced by any evidence or any,
exactly.
you know, proof to the contrary. So where you can
true.
Say that you can't prove or disprove a conspiracy theory, I think what you mean is if someone's going to believe in it, they're not going to be open to any evidence to the contrary. So that's kind of what you have with things like, you know, the Mueller report. If you have people that believe a certain way, they're not going to be convinced. That, you know, I've had arguments with relatives of mine on social media. You can show them all the proof. You can, you know, show them everything that a normal person would need. But if a person doesn't want to believe it, they're just not going to. So that's kind of where we are at today, where people just are not open to accepting any sort of proof or evidence if it's contrary to what they have decided they want to believe.
Well, great. So what you've just
yeah,
said is, yes, who was that? Was that Papa Stroh?
Yeah, just like the Blues Brothers. They kept telling everybody about the movie. They're on a mission from God, but no one believed them. But they really were.
And they were wearing sunglasses and only had half a pack of cigarettes. But they had a
yeah,
whole
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got a point. But, I mean, what I was going to go back to, Devin, is what you said about me. You said people are going to believe and that's it. You know, they're not normal. So that means I am hyper-normal. Thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
Whatever that means, I had to say it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm hyper normal. I'm just hyper. Okay.
Well, and I think
right.
you know, a lot of the things that you know we learned in school, you know, you grow up and times change and you find out maybe not all those things were completely accurate. So I think that does foster a sense of people not wanting to necessarily believe everything just because somebody told them to believe it.
Right.
Interesting.
Absolutely. Well, I just thought that this was, you know, a really interesting subject. And there's so much out there about why it's not true, and then about why it is true. And it's like I read something. It was about, I guess, 4 years ago. It was in one of the very last weekly world newses. Famous. For exaggeration of the truth. And they had a story about James Dean. The reason that James Dean kind of vanished and so-called died was that he was in a car wreck and it disfigured his face. And they would not be, it would be curtains on those movies that they had in the can to take around a guy that had a totally disfigured face. But then when you look at the reality of it, first of all, that was Universal. Those were the two biggest films they had ever produced. One was Giant, starring Elizabeth Taylor and James Dean. And the other one was the gigantic Rebel Without a Cause. So you got those two movies in the can, and you're getting ready to stage the release one after the other. The last thing you want is James Dean looking like he's, you know, been in a car wreck. So what the story was, and I totally believe this story. Devin, you're from Hollywood. You've heard stories out there. I don't know if you and I have talked about this, but they said, actually, they just put him up in a bungalow, and they gave him all the drugs he wanted, and he died of a drug overdose after a couple of years. He never had a care or worry in the world, but they just had to put him on ice. Now, I'm going to ask in this order, Devin, Papa Stroh, and Tony. Devin, does that seem like something a studio might have done then or now to protect their investment?
Yeah, well, the studios definitely were notable for going, you know, far out of their way to control every aspect of their performers live. So from that angle, I would, you know, I definitely wouldn't put it past a major film studio to orchestrate that type of thing.
I wouldn't either. I mean, it was very reasonable, rational, and well thought out. Maybe that's why it shouldn't have been in the Weekly World News. Papa Strode, does that sound like entertainment?
Stallone and, they could have done the whole thing like Stallone and Wesley Snipes and Demolition Man. Put them in suspended animation for so many years and to come back, make a big comeback and to make more money off of them for return, like 37 years
okay.
later.
Yes, exactly. Tony Filosi, what do you think? And then I'm going to astonish everybody with my conclusion on this little branch of the topic. What do you think, Tony?
I think I found some evidence. Just one second. Live and die.
Live and let die.
What say you, John?
What say
is that,
I?
Let's hear
you.
This awesome theory, John.
Okay, the awesome theory is the moon landing. I believe it was a six-day commercial for Tang instant breakfast beverage. And I don't think that they went there the first time, but I think they finally got there because I can tell you for a fact they didn't have the computing capability. They didn't have the digital computing capability at that point. And I don't see how they could have gotten there and back with the very difficult calculations with gravity and everything and trying to, you know, and getting back within 500 feet of where they said they were.
I think they put Tang in the rocket fuel because, trust me, after drinking Tang, I mean, that thing will start up anything.
I mean, that'd start up an army.
With the success of Apollo space flights, man has been brought another step closer to the moon. Aboard these manned Apollo flights.
Pretty
Did
much.
Someone say Tang?
You guys are great. You guys are great.
Oh man.
So that's the point. I mean, that's a great conspiracy theory. I mean, it's pretty clear. You got pictures of camera people on the reflecting on the helmets. You know, you got all kinds of stuff, mistakes and everything, and they still want to say, oh, you know, after 70 years, 60, 50 years or whatever, then they say, oh, well, but we decided that this was really this. After it's all said and done, and then they want to give some kind of a lame explanation. You know, let's face it. I don't think we went there the first time. We did go there. We just didn't have computing technology. And I think it would have been horrific. I wouldn't have gone up there with no digital computing. Not to know how in the world am I going to get back. Now, come on. And you get up there, and then all of a sudden you got these asteroids and stuff that you don't know about, and they start coming by, and you're getting ready to lift off. And you don't lift off because you could get destroyed. And then you don't have any kind of accurate readings to go into the calculations of, you know, when to take off, what is the trajectory, how much rocket fuel do you need to use. I mean, you can't be making those, you know, in the – computers that they had even here on Earth at that time, they couldn't make those calculations quickly. And so how could you go up there and just hope that you can get back? I mean, I wouldn't. I'd just stay on Earth and let Neil Armstrong guess and let him be the subject of that because I don't think you can. I think you could. I think we ultimately did.
I wanted to ask about punching one of the guys out for reporters for saying that they were thinking the whole thing was a hoax, and he got decked by one of the astronauts. Did you hear about that?
John Glenn, it was John Glenn, wasn't it? The one who became
a
senator?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, well, I believe that they orbited around the Earth. Now, I certainly believe that, but going to the moon that first time, I don't know. I mean, you know, it was a big.
I mean, how would they have gotten past, like you said, John? How would they have gotten past the asteroids? I'm trying to do asteroids.
How would they have gotten past the Van Allen radiation belt that you can't get past?
I know. Playing Paul McCartney songs.
How?
Playing Paul McCartney songs. You know, past time, you know, flying through asteroids, singing some Paul McCartney song.
Yep. All right, time out, time out. Dr. John calling time out.
Helps me get to the
exactly. We want to say thank you to the VOC Nation and Brady Hicks for everything that they do for us, for rebroadcasting us at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday evening, right before the one and only The Stro Zone. And thank you, Brady Hicks. Thank you, Papa Stro, who is a star of two shows on the VOC Nation and our third one here. And my goodness, he's all over the planet. So, Papa Stro, since you have your awesome show, The Stro Zone, coming up this weekend on Friday night at midnight, or I would call it 11:59:59 on Friday night. I'd have to be careful about that. What are we going to be watching this weekend on The Stro Zone?
Oh, well, this Friday night's feature, midnight Eastern Standard Time on The Stro Zone, will be nothing. The original Trancers movie starring Helen Hunt.
Awesome.
Well,
she was a big star. She was a big star.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny whenever you mention Helen Hunt. Our next door neighbor was my mom's best friend when I was about 5 years old, and she was 80 at the time, and her name was Helen Hunt. So whenever somebody mentions Helen Hunt, I think of this old lady that was our neighbor, and oh, my God, it was just great. Anyway, I believe that it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure the old lady appreciates the compliment.
Pardon?
Comparing her to Helen. I'm just sure the old lady appreciates the compliment comparing her to Helen Hunt. She would have loved that.
Absolutely.
Exactly. All right. But anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. And then tomorrow night, you are on In the Room with Brady Hicks. And who are the other co-hosts? And do you have a guest for tomorrow night?
Yes, we do. Matt Tremont, independent wrestler from the New Jersey area. And, of course, our co-hosts are, aside from Brady and myself, Kathy Fitzpatrick, Derek McDonald, Matt Grimm.
What a great bunch. It really is. Well, thanks, and that is our tribute. That is our one-minute tribute to VSC Nation at the bottom of the hour here on, and this is ScaryCast, live on ScaryCast Network. Tonight, Robin McCray has a hall pass, and we have with us Papa Stro, and actor, announcer, singer, and many other great things. Right, Papa
Stro?
Window
washer.
Yeah. Window washer.
Yeah.
We have Devin Tate, musician.
Hello.
Comedian, hardworking dude from Hollywood, our man in Hollywood. And, of course, we have from the murder capital of the universe, Tony Filosi. And so we're so glad all three of you are here. We wish Robin a nice rest. She'll listen to the show, and she'll probably get a kick off of Route 66 because that's about what we're doing tonight. Anyway, back to ScaryCast and who shot Paul. That's who shot JR.
It wasn't me, I promise.
You promised it wasn't you. Yeah, wasn't me. So there was shot JR. Is Paul dead? There are a couple other eternal questions I can't in the entertainment world, are they? Does anybody remember any of these other great eternal questions? Did I just ask an eternally terrible question?
I'm
no one even going to laugh at the question.
We started with Paul McCartney and went from the Beatles to the Laws of the Universe. So, who knows?
And the moon landing.
Yeah.
And the what?
And the moon landing.
The moon landing,
that's right.
Yeah.
And we have Billy Shears riding on the Loch Ness Monster, singing "And on the Run" and swimming off the edge of the flat earth. I think Devin wins the award for the best conspiracy theory. You really do. So anyway, that's what I had. Now it's open forum because it's always open forum here. So what is going on in your world? What's going on that is of interest to us and is interest to our fans? I'm going to start with Devin because Devin's got a new project. Okay, I want him to talk to us about a little bit. Then Tony, you tell us what's going on in Harlan, who's getting killed, who's not. Papa Stroke, tell us what's going on in your world. And so I'm going to start with Devin. How's the project? How's the release? How's the everything?
You know, everything's good. Before I get into that, I just wanted to note that, you know, there are flat earth conspiracy theorists from all around the globe. So that's one sign that it's really taken hold. That's a little joke.
Good.
Well, I'm gonna, okay, guys.
Devin, that's
just
great.
Stop it. I'm gonna tell you something.
They're living on the edge. Told us
about the flat earth is that they came to me and they asked me to put on a flat earth conference. And I told them nobody could fly around the world to get here. That's a true story.
That's funny. Sorry.
Well,
it's the truth.
That's awesome.
Yep, that's what I told him. No, I mean, I think it's a great story. It really is. And some of the stuff makes sense. Some of it doesn't make a bit of sense. But it's a wonderful theory. That's what theories are. That's what professors get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to do, is to concoct theories that can't possibly be true. And threaten to fire people if they want to do an ESP test in front of a bunch of people and threaten to fire them. I mean, that's what professors get paid for. Uh-huh. That's exactly what they get paid for. Check me out after the show. Call me up. Send a message, and I'll tell you all about it, and I will give you names, dates, and places. But I won't do it on the show. So anyway, but where were we? I was having fun. I like it when I get to bash some people. Devin. So how's the project going?
Yeah, you know, thank you for asking. The new album came out on Friday, so I had a little release party show online. I did a, you know, streaming on Facebook Live. I've been doing a lot of that lately, so kind of a new way to, you know, perform rather than going out and doing it in person. I've just been doing everything online virtually. So it's been good. It was really fun. And I got a lot of great feedback from people, so I'm pretty happy with it. So that's what's going on with me. And I do have a new music video coming out probably later this week.
Oh, can we do a semi-world premiere next Monday night on your music?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. Well, we'll talk about that, and I'll do a little interview with you between now and then, so I kind of have all the particulars down, so that I can ask you some relevant questions. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. We're proud of you. Glad that you keep working on this stuff and keep doing it. Tony Filosi, what's up with
you?
Yes.
On a serious note about Paul McCartney, I think that it was publicity stunt. You know, I'm reading some of these articles, and I would have to say Paul is, you know, if I have to make a call, I think Paul is alive, and I think that the publicity stunt was cooked up by Brian Epstein, and they left some subliminal stuff in the albums to help sell albums, and it's a business, you know, and it's like what they brought out some interesting points about you know, how the sales of an artist spike after a death, a rumored of death, or things like that. So I think it was a publicity stunt on a serious note. But what I have going on is I'm doing research for a new book, and I have come in possession and going to do an investigation and this is a world premiere, nobody knows, but they will now. I have some of the best Shadow Man footage I have ever seen. And in a couple of weeks, we'll be doing a full-blown investigation at this residence. We have a film of the Shadow Man coming up just out of the floor and forming. He comes up once, can't hardly form, comes up again, looks to his left, looks to his right, darts all the way, and walks all the way around the room. Then another piece of film where that he just walks dead in front of the camera, man. So I'm working on some of those things, and in the next couple of months, we're going to debut that on our YouTube channel, myself and Darla. So that's all.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, great. And I have a comment to make to you about is Paul dead or not? Every one of the news outlets that have reported on that, good or bad, are public corporations or are corporations, and their responsibility is to make the most money for the shareholders. Their responsibility is not to report the news. News reporting went out with the end of the Walter Cronkite show and the Huntley Brinkley report. People fail to realize that everything you watch is to make money. They'll report, CNN will report it one way, Fox News will report it another. Neither one of them get it right. They are there to make money for their shareholders.
And they
stick
do that
one
purpose.
In your craw.
Create,
everybody,
create
stick it in your craw. That's the whole point.
Well, that's very true.
Very
true.
It just is.
Yeah, I'm constantly surprised when people get their news from those sources and don't, you know, even question them or try to verify anywhere else. It's like, you know, the name cable news network, it's a misnomer because, like you said, they are not news. They are not news in any way, shape, or form. They are news-based entertainment, if anything.
That's a good phrase. I'm going to plagiarize that, Deb.
News-based entertainment.
News-based
well, that's what
entertainment.
They are. And I want to thank Russ Jameson from Internet Broadcast Television in Atlanta for explaining that to me. I was very upset listening to something about 9/11, and I called him up because he was a news person. He said, "John, are they there making a profit?" I said, "Yep." He said, "That's what they're doing. They got you all upset, didn't they?" "Yep. They did their job." Is your television still turned on to the commercial that's airing?" "Yes, it is. They just made money." So he's right. You know, he told me that a long time ago. Although it is fun to believe that it's true. It really is. All right. That's what I got to say. Papa Stro, what you got going on these days? You always have a lot going on.
Well, aside from the Stro Zone this Friday night, my Facebook page was featuring transfers this week. WCW Retro this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on viewersnation.com. I'll be on set soon for The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin story. I'll be starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in the film. I'll be on set probably later on this year for the fourth season of the Dust series, which you can check out the previous three seasons on the Veil TV and the VeilFilms.com, which are syndicated to Roku, Apple TV, and Amazon Fire TV. And where does it? And they may be going also to Samsung TV as well, so that's pretty exciting. And then I have a horror movie that will be coming out either end of this year or beginning of next year called Stench of Iniquity, which I'll be starring as an ancient vampire named Abba in that film. So,
Abba, A-B-B-A.
A-B-apostrophe-B-A. Abba, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was hoping it was A-B-B-A.
No,
Anna, Bjorn,
like,
Vinny,
not the band
and...
Abba. Not the band Abba. Yeah.
Oh, no, I love the band Abba. They're great. How can you not love
them? I do too, man.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. Well, okay, now the last word. I want to ask each one of you this question. Have we debunked, not debunked, or gone somewhere else with the conspiracy world and Paul is dead? In the following order: Tony, Devin, Papa Stroh. And I'll close it up, because if you're listening on Friday night, it is 11:45 Eastern Time, and we are 15 minutes away from the Stroh Zone, starring Papa Stroh and Dorothy, his sidekick, and he's got a lot of entertainment for you in 15 minutes. So we'll be closing down right at the top of the hour, which is midnight, or as I like to say, 11:59 p.m. on Friday evening, tonight. And then you can hang out with Papa Stroh at Facebook/StrohTheMaestro.com. No, at Facebook/StrohTheMaestro. Is that correct, Papa Stroh?
Yes.
Good. All right. So tell us your take on all of this, and then we'll go back around with Tony Devon and then you, and we're done.
Well, this is like the Beatles song. Wait. We're all living in the Yellow Submarine.
They're all living there.
Yeah, basically.
Paul and Billy. Okay.
Pretty much.
If that's what you got to say, I think I agree with you. And Strawberry Fields Forever, they got plenty of strawberry jam. But they can't be eating any English because those are not on the keto list.
What's up with that Peter Pan keto, though? Oh, my goodness.
Peter Pan. All right. So now, conspiracy theory in general.
Baby.
Tony.
Yeah.
Conspiracy, baby. That's right. Oh, Papa Stroh, when we get around to you, please do some more dusty on this.
Dusty Rhodes doing Paul McCartney, man. It has to happen.
We love it. All right, Tony, what do you think about the whole thing? Proof, disproof, disbelief. Where are we?
I think Paul McCartney's alive, but as far as proving or disproving, I agree with Devin that you're not gonna. It doesn't matter what type of evidence you put in front of some folks. You know, they're not going to be swayed from their belief. But I think he's alive and well. I don't think he died in 1966. I think it was a hoax to boost sales of their records. I don't think we've proven nor disproven it, because people are going to believe what they want. But my personal opinion is that Paul McCartney is alive and well, and him and Ringo Starr are hanging out. Not a lot, but they're hanging out.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to say this before we finish going around. It's going to have to do with my last comment. First of all, if I think a conspiracy theory is cool, I'll believe it because it's cool. For me, it's kind of the coolness factor. God, that is cool. Just remember that. Devin Tate, our man in Hollywood via Cuba. No, our man in Hollywood, that you're in Cuba, unless you're selling vacuum cleaners. Okay, Devin, what's your final word on this?
Yeah, well, hey, I don't think we debunk anything here on Scary Cast, because what would the fun be in that, right? We got to leave the mystery.
Yeah.
Got to leave some room for mystery.
Right.
So, while I would prefer to believe that Paul McCartney is alive, but, you know, I have not conducted any tests or research or DNA, you know. So I really couldn't say that I know that for sure, right? So yeah, there's always the room for the possibility.
All righty. Thank you very much. And I appreciate what you said. I just want to believe it, I guess. Okay, Papa Stroh, what do you think?
Oh, goodness. Well, let me wrap it up with the Dusty's version of Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney. How about that? Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah, all right. When you were young and you were hot without an open book, you used to say live and let live. You know you did. You know you did. You know you did, Daddy. But this forever-changing world that which we live in makes you give in and cry the blues. Say live and let die, if you will. Live and let die.
That's freaking awesome.
You just won a Grammy Award, Papa Stroke. We're going to release that. We're going to release that. That is going to go to number one with a bullet on iTunes and everywhere. That is the best.
Oh, right down the toilet. Whichever way.
No, it's great. Pop Stro, you could make another. You make a living many different ways. You could make a living just doing dusty roads out on the road. Gee, that was great.
I'm in the wrong gig then.
Well, whatever. Anyway, no, that was great. Thank you very much. Live and die. And I guess what I'll say is, the conspiracy theory is cool if it meets the coolness factor, if it is as cool as eating breakfast at 6 a.m. at Waffle House with Papa Stro, which you know we've done many times. If it's that
blasting
cool,
off with
then I won't
breakfast you.
Do what?
Breath blasting off with breakfast juice.
Oh, with Tang. Oh, Tang. Oh, listen. I'm bringing the Tang next time. It's great. Now, and I need to find out if they've got Tang with Splenda or Stevia. Oh my goodness, that'd be great. That really would be, because we love Tang. But anyway, yeah. If the conspiracy theory is cool, like my favorite conspiracy, Papa Stro, hold your tongue. My favorite conspiracy theory for everybody to know is that Anna Nicole Smith is alive and well in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and her son is a bartender at Fat Harold's, the beach music bar, North Myrtle Beach, Daryl Main Street. And that is my favorite theory. It's a conspiracy theory. That is coolness beyond bound. So if it's cool and if I like it and want to believe it, I'm sure going to believe it. But thanks to everybody. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate all of you. Robin, we miss you. The Queen of Scary Cast. I want to thank, in reverse order of who just spoke, Papa Stro, thank you very much. Continue your successful journey in all your acting and your new job of being able to imitate Dusty Rhodes. Might be the best thing I've ever heard. Thank you very much for being with us. Devin Tate, our man from Hollywood.
David, it may be Paul McCartney, so I'll let you know if that happens.
Oh, please. Oh, God. Please call me immediately. Call me immediately. We'll set up a podcast right there, and I'll be texting. I'll be texting Tony and Devin and Robin. Get on here now. We got Paul, you know. Paul is alive.
Gillette be wanting endorsements from that deal if that happens.
You know what? Really and truly, I just had a great idea that would prove this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I need to go over to England, and I need to try to find or trace back the origins of Billy Shears, who apparently was a musician in the Liverpool area, and I just need to see if I can find him. No one's ever done that. I think that would be – it'd be an interesting exercise. It'd be kind of fun, and get to hear some Northern Soul music and all that stuff. It's a good idea. That's why I do these shows. I want to get good ideas. But thank you very much. Devin, I can't even remember. I got so off track. I asked you, and then I started talking. Please tell me to shut up, Devin. Finish your stick, okay?
No, I think I finished it. I was all done. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm sorry. I'm talking to partner Cody Haynes, and so we go some. I don't have any money because I haven't been paid yet for last week in caricatures. And I say, would you buy me some liquor? Would you buy me I need a drink. I need a large Coke. Then I need some veggies from this place. So we go like six places before we get into work. And he said, you're more trouble than a girlfriend. I said, be quiet. Okay. So yeah. Anyway. Whatever. Anyway, Tony Fosse.
Yes.
The last one.
It was great.
Hello.
The show was a lot of fun. I had a great time. Everybody was awesome.
Okay. What I will say is that I'm sorry I was so late getting material out to everybody, but I was praying really hard to have a good show And it was a lot of fun, and I'll be sending this around to everybody to see if we can get a permanent gig somewhere in Los Angeles or New York or something, because I think we deserve it, and we're a lot of fun, and that's not what you're supposed to say on an audition tape. So I will shut up.
Well,
I will
Wayne
say if it,
is a mansion in Vegas, so maybe we can hang out there.
Whose mansion?
I like Vegas.
Wayne Newton is selling one of his mansions. His mansion, basically, in Vegas, yeah.
I want to go hang out at David Arquette's mansion in Encino. I want to see a mansion in Encino, California. We'll see how that one goes later. Thanks, everybody. You guys are the best friends in the world. And Dr. John Stamey saying good night for ScaryCast. And if this is Friday night for you, check out the Stro Zone, www.facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. And thanks a lot to VOC Nation. We love you very much. VOC, our next events this week are Tuesday night. Papa Stro will be on In the Room with Brady Hicks and other great people. Wednesday night, I will be on with Pop Culture Stars, and that will be rebroadcast 5 p.m. on Friday. Thursday, I will be on none other than WCW Retro. Cannot wait with Papa Stro and that crew, and hopefully Granny Hunter will be back. Will still be back. She's great. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. This is Dr. John signing off from the site of the moon landing, right next to where Neil Armstrong said, "One giant step for man, one giant step for mankind." And where's
the
damn tank?
That's right.
That's right. We'll see you guys next week. Bye bye.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Good night.
Au revoir.